Going to be a fun show today on Heather Dubrow's World. Wait until you hear about the video that Terry sent me and why he needs apparently a food taster, amongst other things. But before we get started, be sure to check out my Amazon influencer page at amazon.com/shop/Heather Dubrow with all my favorite products. I'll also be updating the page and including products we talk about on the podcast, like Consoled Health and Consoled Beauty. And hey, I may even get a small kickback from Amazon for any purchases you make after accessing that site. And it costs you absolutely nothing extra to use, but it keeps our podcast free. The link again is amazon.com/shop/Heather Dubrow. What's easier than shopping with Amazon? And I have a lot more deals throughout the show with links in the show descriptions. It's Heather Dubrow's World. It's a world. All Heather Dubrow's World. Yeah. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Big.
I was about to say, I don't think I've ever seen you in the last 2 months not holding that belly.
You know, it's funny because I feel like I had my my 20-week appointment, and I'm feeling her way more. And when they were checking her, her feet are at like my vagina, like they are so far down. Like literally, she was pulling my pants down, and Riley was like, "You're naked, pretty much." She's just so far down there, so I'm getting like those uncomfortable. I think she's like trying to move up now. I don't know what's going on in there, but yeah.
Well, usually they drop towards the end. You know that, right?
No, I know. But right now they should not be that low, right?
I don't know.
Her Everyone's feet are down there.
But you showed me the picture of her little face smiling.
Yeah.
She looks, I mean, she looks like you and your mother.
You think so?
100%. I was a little disappointed she didn't look like me. I'm just saying, when I saw the mouth, I was like, that's up my mouth, but fine. No, seriously, she looks so much like you guys. It's crazy.
It's so crazy. And it's only 20 weeks, which is insane.
I remember seeing it. By the way, there's so much. It's a little preview because we have a lot to talk about today. The new SAT score law thing that's making me insane, and the abortion thing and what Katarina said and all kinds of stuff. But I remember when Katarina... It wasn't even, was that a 3D or a 4D thing you were looking at?
No, this
it was just a regular sonogram.
It was regular sonogram, but I didn't know that they could do that sort of 3D version.
Yeah, they do, which is different than the 4D thing, which is the one I told you is weird and freaky.
Right, but I want to do that.
Yeah, you go ahead. Have a good time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, now that you see her face is cute, you want it.
Yeah,
mine
exactly.
Was like smushed in the corner. It was hideous and very disturbing.
Well, the girl said it's sort of a crapshoot because you have to go at the right time and she has to be, you know,
exactly
in the right,
position.
Spot. Yeah, exactly. So
I found it disturbing. But with Katarina, I had some kind of scan and you could just see her bone structure in her face.
Right.
And I remember looking at her face.
You're like, that's
and I go, oh my God, she looks like our family. And I called my mom afterwards. I go, Mom, she looks like us.
That is so funny.
I could see it.
Maybe because you guys are just so distinct. I mean, obviously having the twins, you knew there were nothing like you. But with me, I feel like I can't really tell. I don't know.
I don't know. The twins just look like blobs to me, aliens. When they were, every time I looked at the scan, I was like, alien children. I don't
That's
know.
So funny.
Kat, I was like, oh, it's a my baby.
Yeah, I'm excited now.
You can tell. Yeah, it's
good.
So cute. Her little smiling face. Already happy.
I know.
In the womb.
Yep.
I'm so tired.
What's going on?
I'm just.
Did you go to ballet? Do you have your ballet clothes on?
No, I'm just wearing gym clothes.
I wasn't sure.
No, ballet's on Thursdays.
Oh.
I wish I could go more, but they don't have another class that I can get to. We were at in Minnesota this past weekend.
Yes.
So we did 17 hours live. It was amazing weekend. I mean, it was like one of those weekends where you get – we didn't have any new products or anything. It was just like our same stuff, but it was a fantastic weekend, and there were a lot of testimonial calls that – I mean – I think Terry and I were crying half of the calls.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Really sweet. Like people whose lives have been changed. And I mean, look, I know it sounds silly. You're thinking about skincare. Like how has this changed your lives? But more than that, kind of, you know, the chews that lower cholesterol and, you know, the collagen drinks and all that kind of stuff. So that was really, really nice. But it's so hard to be on your feet.
Oh, I can imagine.
For 17 hours. And I like to wear heels. Not to be tall, but I guess I just feel...
It keeps you on, maybe?
Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm in on mode, work mode, sell mode, talk mode, whatever it is. And when I wear the flats, I feel like a little...
loungier, like, so you can maybe...
Yeah.
Hunch over a little bit more, just, yeah.
Yeah, kind of comfy.
Yeah.
And then in between shows, I was working on talk tracks for work.
Right.
Our YouTube show, which we're going to be filming again this week. So I was working on that, planning our trip to France, you know, scheduling all the children for their summer... things and for the fall things and wrapping up stuff for your baby shower and working on our new book.
Yes.
So it was a long weekend.
Yes. But you like being busy. So I don't know. I feel like if you were bored, you would feel like you're not being productive. So I feel like there's no winning with you.
It's totally true.
Right?
And that's one of the things we're going to talk about on work is like people who need to be busy.
Yeah.
And like, why do we all, like when someone asks you how you are, they're like busy.
Exactly.
Like if you say, no, I'm good, nothing much.
Exactly.
You sound like a loser.
Yeah.
That's not my thing so much. I can't commit to relaxing.
Right.
Unless I'm on a vacation.
Yeah, but the fact that you've only sat on your couch 3 times since you've lived here
is ridiculous.
It's bizarre.
Because when I'm home, I think that's what's weird, is that I do so much work out of the house that usually people go out and they go to work. And when they come home, it's more like you can put everything away.
Right.
But because I do so much from the house, I don't have that.
Right. But you'll sit in your closet on your chair and you'll get work done. Right?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Which feels different than like maybe sitting on a couch in front of a TV, even if the TV's off. Like you feel like maybe that's more of a safe work environment versus feeling like I'm just sitting on a couch.
I never turn the television on.
Right.
Ever.
Right. So that's why, I mean, it's such an interesting
psyche. Well, what you're saying is correct. I do work in my closet. I'll do work in the bedroom. I do work in the kitchen. I do work in my office. So there's not a lot of places in the house that I don't equate with getting stuff done.
Yeah.
And there's always something to be done. That's why it's really important to take trips, mm-hmm. I think, because you have to check out.
Right.
It's just, it's like you just need to.
Yeah, agreed.
Terry, and you know this, but I'm going to tell everyone. Oh my God, I have so much to talk about with Terry. He drove me insane last night. Uh-oh. All right. So we were invited to go to that food and wine festival in Aspen.
Right.
Father's Day is like 4 days before we leave for France. So he wanted to go and it sounds so amazing going there, a friend on their plane, whatever. Total high life experience. One that you really don't want to miss.
Right.
But when I looked at the dates, I'm like, wow, you know, we're away at Evine the weekend before and then that's Father's Day weekend and then we leave and the kids are, and we're not going to see them for a little over 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to that. You know, I can't.
Yeah.
Not only can't I wouldn't be happy doing that.
Right. Only because you're leaving for so many days after that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if we were just gone for a few weekends in a row, even though that would be a lot, I would be with them during the week.
Right.
So I would be fine. But that's just too much. And I really want to make sure
even though they're going to be at camp, you don't feel like they're going away. So.
But I won't be with them. So to not see them for another three or four days, plus just logistically, I need to pack.
Yeah.
I need to pack the kids, 4 children for camp, which is a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
And make sure everyone's happy. And I really do need and want that time with them
before
we all go off. I would feel so guilty if I buzzed back in for 3 days.
You're like, hey. Okay.
And I was all hassled and up until midnight packing for everyone and then blew out of time. I can't.
Yeah.
But apparently Terry can. So you had said to me, I think Terry's going. So, of course, I texted him like, are you going? And he did not respond.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
So I told you. Don't tell him. I told you.
I didn't tell him.
Okay.
He didn't even ask, to be honest with you. Anyone could have told me. But now everyone knows. So I called his assistant, Jamie, and I'm like, so did he book out those days? And she goes, he hasn't confirmed it, but he asked me if it was possible.
Got it.
And I go, oh, okay. So, of course, I'm infuriated,
yeah,
by the way, because there's a whole, you know, it's not that I don't want him to go, but I felt like, gosh, you know, if I said we're going to go away for a few days, you would tell me how much it would cost to go, how much it would cost you in not working, because it's not like he makes a salary.
Yeah.
If he's not here, he doesn't make money.
Yeah.
So there's, whenever we're going somewhere, he always tacks that onto the price
of
the trip. It's like, it's not just what we're spending, it's what I'm not earning.
Yeah.
So that's part of the equation. And then what I also find interesting is that if we're going to do something, I have to plan everything.
Yep.
Even if it's Mother's Day.
But technically he's not planning anything for this trip.
No, but he had to interface with his friend
right.
a couple of times. And this sounds very basic, but I'm saying like, what does it take to do Mother's Day? Hey, Jamie, can you make a reservation at blah, blah?
Yeah.
But I do it all. I did everything.
Right. So for him to be able to take this extra step, you're like, really?
I'm just saying, I'm not like he went out of his way in a huge way, but there was probably
one or two text messages to his friend, like, okay, well, what are the dates? Okay, let me ask my assistant. And then something to Jamie saying, is this possible? Right there, more than he did for Mother's Day.
Right.
Totally more. That sort of irritates me.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, his friend is single.
Right. But Riley's going.
Okay, but I wasn't sure who the entire crew was at this point.
So it's Riley. And then it's their asset manager who's married.
Yep.
And then it's Adam, the general manager, who is in a relationship, not married. But the fact that Terry has this friend who's single, right? They're probably going to go off and do their thing realistically, because then the three younger guys that are, you know, talking business are probably going to do their own thing. Like, I can see that happening.
And let me just mention this. If everyone remembers, and if you don't remember, go watch Heather's Closet from when we went to Aspen and Terry got altitude sickness and he couldn't drink there. He couldn't work out there. And he said it was like Aspen was his kryptonite.
Right.
Yes. So last February, when I wanted to take the kids for like the long holiday weekend skiing in Aspen, I said, look, we could just do it properly this time. You're going to drink a lot of water. You're going to take Diamox. He refused to go. But now, apparently, it's okay to go.
Yeah, so there's a lot of
layers here.
Yeah.
So I was mildly pissed. And on top of it, it's literally the weekend before we're leaving. And if he goes and he gets sick,
and then he comes back,
or he blows his wad, you know, like partying, and then he's over it, and then he's in a bad mood for our epic trip, I'm going to be so disappointed. And what, he's flying home on Father's Day? What is that saying to your children?
Oy, yeah, okay, there's a lot that goes into it. I get that.
So I found out on that day, and he was so this was before we left for Minnesota. And I didn't say anything because he knew I was mad and very, as he's good at doing that jujitsu thing, let me know how overworked, tired, how his life in the dash is getting shorter. I mean, he was really just laying it all out there. And so I knew that if I brought it up, I would lose.
Yep.
So you know what I did? I got smart and I shut the F up.
Uh-huh.
Then we fly to Minnesota, but I'm still irritated.
Yep.
Then we fly to Minnesota the next day and we get there rather early because there's not that many flights. We were there like 6 hours early. And I go, okay, let's go into the bar. Meanwhile, we've been going to Minnesota for 4 years. We've been staying at the JW Marriott for what, 2.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know they had an extra bar on the other side of the restaurant.
Yeah, we sat there.
No, not that bar. There's a far bar up past the restaurant.
Oh, really?
Have you been to this JW Marriott?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, right. Okay. No. On the other side of the restaurant. So you walk.
You have to go through the.
It like butts up to the. You're like in the mall.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
But it's super nice.
Oh, nice.
So we went and sat there. Except the only thing was we sat in a booth because Terry likes a booth. And the back pad of the booth was so stuffed, you had to sit like perfectly straight.
Oh.
So it wasn't that comfy, but it was cool to sit there anyway. So I wanted to just get a little glass of wine because I realized I had the potential for a 2-hour nap.
Okay.
And the only way in the middle of the day I was going to be able to take the nap and not get on my phone and work was with the glass of wine. Yeah. So I had a little glass of wine. We sat there and we talked. And I said, hey, are we ever going to talk about Aspen?
Uh-huh.
And of course he launched into.
And he had a cocktail at this time?
No, he wasn't drinking.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
He was not drinking, which is one of the reasons I brought it up.
Okay.
And so he said, you know, life is short. I never do anything like this. I never go to guys' trips. He's like, it's a bunch of married guys. Because I was saying, you know, you're going to a food and wine thing. This is all about drinking and eating and partying. And we're leaving, you know, 4 days. All right. So I gave him my thing. But as I gave him my point by point, he was like, bullshit. That's not true. No. Number two, whatever. Bullshit. That's not true.
What about the one about him not wanting to go back with you guys and the kids? Anything there?
There was a whole response to everything. And it's not that I'm trying to invalidate his points, but they sucked. But the thing that did resonate with me is that he's right. He doesn't do things like that.
Right.
And I don't keep my husband on a short leash. He doesn't have guy friends. It's not really like his thing, you know?
Right.
So I'm happy if he wants to go do something.
Okay.
The thing that bothers me about it is the message he's sending the kids that it's Father's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a feeling that it's going to somehow impede our trip.
You think so?
I do.
It's so different, though. I mean.
But you remember, Terry's not a partier, drinker, hang out with guys, go on vacation kind of guy. So it's like, you know, like Lindsay's husband, Craig, he could go on a weekend
rally
and then rest for 3 days and be up and ready to go with Lindsay and go, go, go like that. Terry's not like that.
The only reason I would say I think that he'll be okay is because of who you're going with on this first leg of the trip. He has so much fun with them that I feel like he'll be okay.
I guess, but I guess I'm more talking about the fact that we need this break together and it's romantic and we're
going. But you'll get it. You'll get it.
At 22 years, Natalie, trust me.
Really?
Yeah. I know him and I know that he's.
You think it'll screw up the first day?
I don't know. He doesn't like traveling to begin with. So to get him in like the right headspace, and it means extra work for me to like tap dance for him and make him happy and make sure he's like taken care of and everything. And it's like, I don't know. I know him and it's a concern. That's my selfish concern. Uh-huh. I also don't like him blowing back into town on Father's Day. Especially with, you know, we've been having a lot of talks lately with the kids, especially the last 2 days, about their dynamic.
Oh, interesting.
Because I've said this before, that there's really two teams in our kids. Like Max and Nikki are a team, uh-huh. and Kat and Coco are a team. And I've been joking about it, but the truth is I now see the divide, and it's not working.
Uh-huh. As far as the kids' relationships, not the adults with the children and the teams.
I don't think it's adults with the kids. I think it's the kids with the kids and the family as a unit. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to take some measured steps to change that. And I like the fact that I see it and I told Terry about it. And he sees it. And I've talked to each of the kids individually about it. And of course we do family dinners and we do all that stuff. But you know what? It's like, you know, with siblings, yeah, they rib each other a little bit and, you know, teenagery, douchey thing. But at some point you have to step back and go, okay, they're leaving in 3 years. What's their relationship going to be like? Mm-hmm. And I know this is your younger sibling, but I explained to Max and Nikki the other day, because they think of Kat and Coco as being so much younger than them.
Right.
And I go, I have news. When you're all over 21, you're the same.
Yeah.
When you're an adult, you're all the same. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be your annoying little sister. It's going to be another adult that can be in your life. I said, you know, Lindsay and Danya both are like 13 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Which is a much larger gap than what you guys have. Mm-hmm. And we are completely on par with each other.
Right.
I have, you know, friends that are 10 years older than me. Same thing.
Exactly.
So I said, once you're adults, you're the same. And we were not young parents. You're going to need each other. And we have to be really cognizant of our relationships right now. So I had a little...
That's great.
Awakening moment, a little bit of an epiphany. And so I just have to figure out how I'm going to do it. And I told them, I go, it's not just about taking trips together or having the family meal. Those things are great and everyone spends time together. We do all the normal family things. But I think it's a little more concentrated than that because, you know, you're all in the same space and you're just walking
connect,
by to check.
Connect yeah. more. Yeah.
Connecting on a different level, mm-hmm. I think, and more in a team bonding way.
Right.
Because I know I have one friend whose husband always says, you know, it's not, I don't spend quality time with my kids. I'm always with them, which is great. I'm always with my kids too, but there's a difference between just always being with
quality
them.
Quality and quantity.
Yeah. But even still, even if you're with them all the time, are you having those discussions?
Right.
Are you making these kinds of memories? Because, like, we spend lots of time together. It's not that. But I think I'm more looking at the dynamic of all of them together. And all families are different. Personalities are different. Not everyone, especially if you have multiple children, are going to be all best friends.
Right.
That's okay. But it's about that respect.
I agree. And I think sometimes, as much as you want them to connect, sometimes you just can't because of the age difference right now. You almost have to just let it happen. And when they get older, having the same conversations of, staying connected when one goes to college and one doesn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. And that's why I've kind of just been letting it flow.
Right.
But I think it's wrong. I think you actually have to not force the relationship.
Right. That's what I mean.
But force more. It's very easy for the older ones to ignore the younger ones. They're busy. They have plans. They're not around all the time. And they're going to be driving soon, which is also going to bring another divide. Katarina was gone a lot this year with her theater. There's just been a lot of things. And of course, Coco was taking up a lot of my time because she's the youngest one and required more attention this year.
Right.
But just, we've had a shift in dynamics. It really, this year.
Yeah.
This has been, maybe it's because the twins started high school. Maybe it's because Katarina started this very intense program. I don't know. Maybe it's all of it. And maybe it's just life. But I've noticed at the end of this year, all of this going on, and it needs to be fixed. So I said to the twins last night, I'm like, you need to find a way to connect with them on a different level.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Nikki likes video games. Katarina's very into that. You know, Coco likes video. You know, just like little things.
Yeah.
That's more of a connection. That's just you guys.
And it's a good, I think, conversation to be had right before they leave to camp. Since they all do get to see each other once in a while they're there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But going back to Terry. So basically, again, it's the him coming back now on Father's Day. What kind of message is that?
And we just had this whole conversation where I said, you know, he goes through phases where he's like, am I missing it? I've told you this.
Yeah.
Am I missing their life? And I'm like, yes, you are. But it's okay because you're okay with it. That's the kind of dad you are. They love you. They think you're hilarious. They know you're there for them. And this is, you do what makes you happy.
Right.
So it's okay.
Right.
But particularly right now and with dynamics that are going on with the kids and things that he and I have talked about, that bothers me.
So if you guys were not going on the trip and the kids were still going to camp,
I probably would have gone with him.
But if it's a guy's trip now?
I still would have gone. He wants me to go. He'd want me to go now still.
But just say it's a guy's trip.
I would tell him to come back on Saturday instead of Sunday on Father's Day. So he could be there.
Private.
Yeah, then I would say fly private there and come home commercial and be with your, wake up with your kids.
So you would still say regardless, it's Father's Day, come home before.
With our dynamic right now, yeah, I think I would.
Interesting. Okay.
Unless he was going to be home like by 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Which they are. They're going to be back early.
So here's the thing, though. So now you've been drinking for 3 days. What kind of mood are you in on Sunday for Father's Day?
You're going to want to veg and go to sleep and not, yeah. But then again, it's Father's Day, right? So isn't it sort of like it's your day, you do whatever you want, just like Mother's Day? Like if you wanted to go out and be like, I don't want to talk to anyone, I don't want to be with anybody. Like my sisters were saying that, right? Like it's Mother's Day, it's my day, right? I don't want to be with the kids. I want to be alone. I want a day off.
I agree with you, except that's his MO.
That's, yeah.
The reason why your sisters feel that way is because they're the primary caregivers.
Yeah.
So they're with these kids 24/7.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to have a day where you're honored and you get to relax and do your thing. We always laugh about the buffet. It's like you go to these Mother's Day brunches and you spend your entire day just feeding everyone and getting up. Mom, can I have some more of this? Yep. Mom, can I? And I told you, that's why I stopped going to buffets, because Terry would sit with his mother and I would make plates for everyone. And that was my Mother's Day. I didn't want to do that anymore. But that's why they feel that way. Terry is not that dad.
So it's almost like it's the reverse. He almost has to be here on these special occasions.
Yes.
So where are you guys at now?
My prediction is, I have no idea. I'm letting
you. You're just not going to talk about it or bring it up?
You know what? He's a grown man. We had the conversation. He knows how I feel. He doesn't really care. It doesn't bother him. None thing I said resonated. I thought at one of the things would have resonated, but none of them. No.
Okay. Well, keep us posted.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, but have you been looking for ways to get more vegetables into your diet? I mean, I know a lot of people make green smoothies, but only putting vegetables into my smoothies can make them not taste great. And that's why I love Dole Fruit and Veggie Blends. They've created amazing balanced recipes of frozen fruits and veggies, so I know I'll always get a delicious smoothie. All the work of pairing great tasting fruits and veggies is done for me. I can blend great flavors like berries and kale, or fruits and greens in some almond milk. And then seconds later, I'm sipping on a tasty smoothie and getting essential nutrients into my diet. And the best part is, I don't have to wash or prep anything. It's all ready to go. It's like each bag was born to be blended. With fruit picked at its peak ripeness, I know I'm going to get a delicious and satisfying smoothie every time. Sneaking more veggies into my day has never been easier or tastier. Dole Fruit and Veggie Blends. Find them in your frozen aisle.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
If you like my show, you're going to love Say It Forward with Rebecca Rothstein on Podcast One. Join the financial guru of the stars as she sits down for candid conversations with celebrities and inspiring stories from the people who live them, including Yolanda Hadid, William H. Macy, and Sharon Stone. Download new episodes of Say It Forward every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
So I'm exhausted. My nails are a disaster. They look, I should have taken a photo. So, you know, I've had this boxing injury.
Right.
Where I have trauma to my nails.
Right.
And basically, like, four of my nails fell off. Like, literally, off, goodbye. And one toenail from running. I'm like a leper. It's so gross. Thank God, Stephanie, my nail place. I love you so much. What's the name of the nail place? It's in Corona Del Mar. It's right across the street from Orange Theory. I just love her. She is the best. Yeah. But she like fixed me up and we made them super short so I don't get any more injuries.
Good.
If anyone knows of boxing gloves that have more finger space in them, would you tell me?
Is that all it is though? Or
I need a longer space for where your fingers go because my fingers are touching the tip of the glove and that's where the impact is coming from. And I think I punched too hard. I have some shit to work out apparently. Then Samara came over last night to help me with my outfits for work. And she comes in. I'm like, hi, how are you? She gives me a big hug, kiss. Walk upstairs. She starts talking. I go, are you sick? And she goes, oh, yeah, I've been so sick. I've been on antibiotics for 2 days.
You're like, why did you get near me?
I'm like, I literally immediately went into my bathroom and washed my hands and face.
Oh, my gosh.
So this morning, and this is not Samara's fault, but I'm just telling you, Nikki woke up sick.
Oh.
Not from her. Obviously, yeah. Something's going around, but he woke up sick. He went to school anyway, poor boy. He just came in for medicine because there is the last few days before finals and he doesn't want to miss anything. So I filled him up with meds and off he went. Max's throat hurt. Katarina's stomach hurt. Coco was fine.
Oy.
And I woke up with like a golf ball in my throat.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I'm like, I just got to get through tomorrow.
Yep.
That was crazy.
Oh boy,
okay. So let's rag on Terry further. So then... Last night, Chef Amanda made this beautiful meal, and she put down some shishito peppers to start. Do you like shishito peppers?
Yes.
You do, right? I love – oh, yeah. You love them.
You introduced them to me.
Isn't that so weird since you're, like, spicy girl?
I know, but they're not all spicy.
So I think they say 1 out of 9 is spicy. And then someone else told me that shishito peppers are hotter in the summertime because it's drier, so there's less water going through the ground, and so they're more potent.
Right.
And like I guess in the winter when it's wetter, they're more diffused. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I've heard. Anyway, so she puts these shishito peppers down, and Coco's sitting with me, and she's like, I'm like her official royal taster. So I have to bite the tip off of it, and if it's not spicy, I'll hand it to her. And even though she knows I just tasted it, she goes, is it spicy? Like every time I'm like, do you think I'm that cruel? Like I'm going to hand you the spicy one?
By the way, one day you accidentally will because you're not going to bite enough of it or something.
Whatever. So with Terry, we were sitting there last night and I got like two super spicy ones. Uh-huh. And as a joke, Terry goes, hey, Amanda, can you like taste them for us? And I go, oh, my God. And then he looks at me and goes, that would be good.
Oh
I go,
my God.
What do you want her to do, bite into them? He goes, well, maybe she could, like, cut the tip off. I'm like, you're insane.
Oh, no, he did
oh,
not.
Oh, yes, he did. And he goes, no, I'm kidding. And I looked at him and I go,
do you want her to chew the food for you, too?
That's what I said. There was a Saturday Night Live skit years ago with pre-chewed food where the waiter would come over and chew your food for you and then spit it on your plate. That is so disgusting.
Oh,
he's so gross.
That's hilarious.
Then I'm going to keep going on with the Terry rant. Then today they announced that his new show that he's hosting called License to Kill, that he's an executive producer on, that he created, is premiering.
So
in
exciting.
June. It's so exciting. So he sent me the announcement. I'm just looking for it on my phone. Uh-huh. He sent me the announcement, and it says, get a sneak peek at Dr. Dubrow's new true crime series. I'm like, and I, so I wrote him back, so cool. I just tweeted it. And he goes, love you. And I go, love you too. And then he sends me this video.
Okay.
Literally, do you see it's right after?
Yeah.
Of this man. And I'm thinking, maybe I know this man, whatever, of this man. And the man goes like, listen.
All right, you have two choices. A, you can spend the rest of your life with your wife. Or B.
What? Is that supposed to be a joke?
Are you kidding me?
His humor.
And I go.
His timing is really off.
Huh. And he goes, funny, no? Alex sent to me. I go, not really. And then I wrote hashtag single, because Alex is single.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, please. I go, free will, choice B. And he goes, B, I go, your choice. And I go, weird to send that to me this second when I just tweeted out your new show and was having a proud moment of love for you. Hashtag timing.
What'd he say?
Nothing. He went dark.
It's so weird.
What is wrong with him?
He probably literally just got it all at the same time. His timing is just off. It's men.
Are you kidding me? Oh, that's hilarious. You're so funny. Have a good time in Aspen. By the way, 100%.
By the way, take down the tweet.
I had a millisecond where I thought about it.
Delete.
I was seeing in my mind, tweet no longer available. I predict 100% he's going to Aspen, by the way.
I don't think he will.
I think he will.
By the way, I'll know before you do.
I'm sure you will. And I said that to him. I go, how embarrassing that I'm the last to know. He goes, you know me. I didn't think about it. And I, which is true.
Yeah.
I don't think he was doing it. It's not like
of
he was trying to hide
not.
It from me. But I mean, it's just so annoying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it really is. B.
didn't even think about it.
Hilarious.
We have to find something that's the opposite.
What reminds
like
me of my favorite joke with the kids, where they go, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting.
Mo!
Oh, God. It's the same, yeah.
It's like the same joke. Okay. Mom fail, but not yet.
Okay, go.
So the twins wanted to take their DMV written permit test, like the first day they could, which is May 24th. This is Friday. And I was like, I'm on it. I put an alert on my phone. I was like in Orange Theory, like about to go in, and I'm getting, because I didn't know like how quickly these things book up. And it was a Friday, so I didn't know they didn't have school this Friday. So I made it for 4 o'clock, thinking they're done at 2:50. By the time we get there, I don't want to be late. 4 o'clock, DMV closes at 5. I'm like, great. So I've heard horror stories from people. I didn't have the right paperwork with me. I didn't have the right this. So I look everything up. I've got their social security cards. I've got birth certificates. I've got passports. I've got, and I looked and I was like, oh, right. I need
like utility bills or whatever.
Right.
Yep.
All of that. So I get all that together and they took the online thing. I've got the slips for that. I have everything. I'm like, I am the best mom ever.
Yeah.
And I even have Pete driving us. So because last time I was there, the parking was a disaster and I had to bribe the girl to let me park in front of the bridal store. So I do all this. And then I'm just like randomly looking at the DMV. Not really sure why. Oh, I know why. Because they don't have school on Friday. And I was going to see if I could get them in earlier. No, everything's booked. And as I'm reading, it says you can't take the written test within a half hour of the DMV closing.
That's random. Okay.
Okay, but our appointment's at 4 and the DMV closes at 5. Does that mean from the time you check in at 4?
Right.
Or does that mean you know how long it takes to get through the DMV?
Right.
So if we get there at 4, does that mean they're not going to let them take it?
But you made an appointment?
Mm-hmm.
So the appointment was open.
The appointment's at 4 o'clock.
Right. But if they allowed, if they had an opening at 4 o'clock, a slot open at 4 o'clock, they wouldn't have given it to you.
I'm worried now because if we go all the way there and sit there and do the whole thing and they can't take the test, I'm going to die.
Okay. So why don't we just call or go over there and ask
somebody? Okay, let's call.
Yeah.
But you know, it's very hard to get someone on the phone.
And they're okay doing it on a Friday at 4 o'clock on the day that they don't have school?
Yeah, they were totally, because they have to study for finals. So they figured study. That would be like the break.
Oh,
and then
I'm surprised
they
didn't have like plans or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, there's no plans. Yeah. They're studying for finals. That's the plan.
Yeah, that's
like
good.
Max is dating this nice boy and she's having dinner with him on Thursday. Uh-huh. And I don't think Nikki's only plans are his tennis.
Okay.
I think that's it. He has some
tennis.
Yeah,
we'll just call and find out. I'm just assuming that if the slot was open, they wouldn't have given it to you had it not been an option.
This is the government.
I'm just saying.
I think maybe we should go earlier and like even if we have to sit there. I don't know.
Okay, well, it's not a fail yet. Can I tell you my fail?
Yes. Please.
This is karma.
What?
Okay, you know the ring that Riley brought home from Paris?
You lost it?
I lost it.
The chippy diamond? It's gone?
It's gone. And this is the worst part. So I was having a moment and I was eating Taco Bell in my car. Okay. So I'm eating this taco and I'm just like devouring it. Uh-huh. Okay.
We all do this, by the way.
So I dropped one of the sauces inside the black hole, right? Which is in between the seat and the center console.
Was it open or closed?
It was in between the seat. And
no, I know, but was the sauce open?
Oh, it was closed.
Oh, good.
So I was like, oh, I really wanted sauce. So the good news is that, so I put my hand in there and my fingers are so thin that my rings all fell off, right? So I'm like, oh, I'm so skinny. My rings fell off. But I'm thinking, okay, as soon as I park, I'll go in there and I'll grab them. Okay, so I find the sauce. I eat it. It's amazing.
That's the good part
of
the story.
That's the good part, okay? The fact that I'm skinny and eating Taco Bell. And then I park and I'm looking and I find two rings because I have three rings on the same finger that I wear and it's not his. And I'm thinking, holy shit, I must have lost it another time because I think I had his on the closest part to the first ring that could, that could fall off. And so it must have fallen off before and I can't find it anywhere.
You tore the car apart?
I tore the car apart. I even had him help me.
You told him?
I had to because I thought it would lessen the blow. So I said, I go, I have good news and bad news. The good news,
the good news is I got the sauce.
No, he doesn't know it was Taco Bell. He would literally not marry me. So I don't even think he's ever eaten Taco Bell. So I literally was like, good news and bad news. Bad news is that I dropped the ring inside of my car. Good news, my fingers are really skinny, so that's great, right? So he goes and he's like looking for it and he's like, I don't think it's in here. And I go, no, it has to be in here. And he's like, no, I think you lost it. And he was like kind of irritated and I'm like, fuck. And he loved that ring. I mean, he loved that ring. I feel like such a bad human, and this happens to me every time. It's something when I poo-poo something so much or like make fun of something or
it say, ran away from you.
The
ring didn't like you.
It was like, by the way, you don't deserve me.
I'm going to be in Champagne. Do you want me to pick you up a new one? See, you should have just told me that. You should have just said, I put it away because it's too big on my skinny fingers.
Oh,
and I could have gotten one and he never would have known.
He would have known.
How would he have known?
Because it's like rare. Yeah, that's no, it's Riley.
I could have gotten another one.
Can you believe that? So I don't know what to do. I don't know where it is. I'm hoping it just appears somewhere.
So what do you do at night? Do you just take everything off and throw it in a dish? What do you do?
No, I'm bad. I sleep with all my rings on.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't.
Not my earrings, but my hands. Yeah.
I can't have things on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm bad at that. I just feel like if I take them off, something's going to happen to them. So I almost just rather keep them on my body.
Speaking of jewelry, so I know he bought the necklace that I wanted for Mother's Day, but he's not giving it to me. So that means he's giving it to me for the anniversary, which means yet another holiday with no gift. Now it's birthday, Valentine's, Mother's Day, zero.
So maybe just start
counting now.
No, giving him other ideas for other things.
Whatever, man.
Other gifts.
Yeah, okay. So what are you going to do?
What can I do?
But if you wear them at night, do you do your own laundry and everything, right?
Yeah.
You change the sheets?
Yeah.
Maybe it's in the bed.
No.
Is it under the bed?
It's nowhere.
It's somewhere. I just don't believe that it would fly off your finger just walking around. So you either lost it
it's not
in
my
shower.
Bag. Right.
Do you shower with all your rings
on?
Yeah. But it wouldn't fit down the drain. So you either lost it while you were washing your hands.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. We have a photo of it. So there's that.
It's all right.
At least he didn't send you a photo, a video.
I know.
That's good.
I know.
And he's not asking you to taste the shishito peppers. Jesus. Oh my God, Coco's so funny. Coco said to me, we were talking in the car about future, what you want to be when you grow up.
Yeah.
Because Katarina was telling me she has a life plan. I'm like, oh, what's your life plan? So she starts sort of spelling out like,
you need to write this down.
I don't have to. She'll never forget. It's Katarina. She was talking about, what she's going to study in high school, where she's going to college, what she's going to study while she's in college. She's going to NYU, by the way. And
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And then Coco, she said to Coco, she's like, well, what do you want to be? Because we were actually, Kat had to take a Spanish placement test at the new school they're going to. So we drove down to the school. I love this school. Everyone I meet, they're like every teacher, every administrator, they're so nice.
That's so great.
And they're so not weird. The school is so beautiful. You'd expect them to be bougie, weird and bougie. They're not. They're just very nice.
That's awesome.
Everyone's very welcoming, very cool, very nice. Oh, and I got to tell you about the bookstore there too, which I had to explain to them doesn't sell books.
Okay.
That's the library. The bookstore is when
you buy the books for
No, the bookstore is like where you buy merch. It's like when you go to college and you go to the bookstore, they don't have books in the bookstore. Well, I guess they do have books in the bookstore, but when you go to the bookstore, they also have food and merch
and things.
Like, so you buy books, but really, we never really went to the bookstore to buy books. We went there for the other stuff.
Yeah.
So they have the bookstore, which doesn't sell books. Anyway, so we were on the way down there and Katarina said, Coco, what do you want to be? She goes, you know, I want to be a lawyer.
I can see that.
She goes, or I want to be an astronaut.
I can also see that.
Or I want to be someone that stretches people's bodies. And we're like, what do you mean? I'm like a physical therapist. She's like, no, you mean like a massage therapist? Like Cara that comes to the house, you want to like rub people? She's like, yeah, like that. I go, so it's a lawyer, astronaut, or massage therapist. I'm like, you realize you're going to have to touch people.
Right.
She's like, I'll wear gloves. She has like the whole thing. It was so funny.
That is so cute.
She's so funny.
Oh my gosh. Is she sleeping in her bed?
She was sleeping in her bed and she was doing really well. But for the 2 nights ago, she ran into Katarina's room and slept there. Uh-huh. And then last night she came into me at 12:30. We had a bad moment last night. I was putting her to bed and I was so exhausted.
Yeah.
And I said, babe, she makes you sit there until she falls asleep.
Yeah.
So she was like refusing to go to bed. It was 9:05. She wanted to stay up till 10. I'm like, you're 8. This is too late as it is. And she was clearly tired because she was cranky. And she was doing that just crying for no reason without tears. It was like whining, really. And it was making me insane.
Which is the worst. Yeah.
I'm like, you've got to go to, you just have to go to bed. And I was going, and we had a fight.
Yeah.
I'm like, just go to bed. Meh. The exact opposite way to put someone to bed, by the way. And so I get her in her bed and I'm like, you know, I wanted to have a nice evening and read you a book. She goes, read me a book. I'm like, it's too late now. And then I went, all right. Got up out of the bed. I turned the lights on. She's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. You don't have to read. I'm like, let's just regroup. Hold on. And I went and I got a book and I sat back down on the bed and we read this book called The Bad Seed, which was really funny. But anyway, we read this book and like, 2 or 3 pages into it, she was making the funny noises that are in there and laughing with me. And she reads on a really high level, but it's kind of fun to read these younger, bigger books. So we read the book together, relaxed us both. Then she hugged me and kissed me, told her I loved her. She went to bed.
Okay.
So I thought, all right, we fixed that. But at 12:30, she came in my room and woke me up. So I walked her back into her bed, put her back to sleep, but I couldn't lay there. I just couldn't.
Right.
So I kissed her and I hugged her and said goodnight. And then she ended up going in Kat's room again.
Oh,
yeah.
So what are you trying to do?
I don't know. We had such a good trend going for a while.
Right.
I'm just sort of hoping, I think for the next few nights, I'm going to go back to, the mellow bedtime, talking, books, not the rushed, oh my gosh, it's too late kind of thing.
Right. And then camp will be
a destroyer of everything.
You think so?
Well, yeah, because she'll be in a bunk with, 10 other girls.
Right, but not anyone that she knows. So at least it's not like, I don't know. She doesn't have that comfort.
Yeah, but there's still other people in the room. That's all she cares about. She just wants a body there. She doesn't want to be alone. Huh. also the bookstore. So we go in the bookstore and they have all the uniforms there. And I was going to have them try them on and do the whole thing until I had that moment where I realized I forgot that Max was waiting for me to pick her up at school. The new, the two schools, by the way, are 6 minutes apart.
Oh, that's amazing.
6 minutes. Maybe less. Maybe 4 minutes.
Wow.
It was so fast. I was so happy. So we're in there and they were explaining Katarina, her middle school wears pants. Pants are shorts and they have to wear a skirt like on the chapel day or the, they call it formal day, I think. And then this sweater and blah, 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 whatever. And for the younger kids, they can wear pants or shorts or skirts every day or this dress thing and these blouses and this sweater. And that's it. And PE clothes. So they wear PE clothes 3 days a week, which is like a t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, Coco's going to be so happy. This is amazing. So she's explaining and Coco keeps looking at the skirt and she goes, well, can I wear a skirt? And she's like, yeah. And Katarina goes, but I can't. She goes, no, weirdly. She goes, I don't know why this is the rule, but middle school can only wear the skirts on formal day. And the other 4 days you have to wear pants or shorts. Mm-hmm. And then you change for PE. And Katarina goes, but I can wear a skirt every day if I want, right? And she said, yeah. She goes, okay, good.
Coco said that.
Coco said that. And I go, huh.
So she wants to wear.
She wants to wear a skirt. So I'm bringing this up because, first of all, I cannot tell you the amount of messages and photos I have gotten on social media from parents out there thanking me and thanking Coco for showing the way she dresses and how cool it is and showing me what they ordered for their kids and how it made them feel so good because they knew, because their kids are the same way. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know who Coco's going to be, who she's going to love. I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
I don't know that she knows who she is. But I think the most important take-home lesson is just allowing them to be who they are at every stage and let them figure it out. Just support it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, maybe she'll like wearing skirts. Maybe she won't.
Right.
Maybe she'll wear them 2 times and go, yep, not for me, going back to my pants and shorts. I have no idea. But I like the fact that she is now feeling so confident that no one's made an issue about the way that she dresses, that she can pick what she wants.
Right. And you're not making an issue now that she wants to wear a skirt. Like, what? You want to wear a skirt? Like, you're not embarrassing her about that.
No, so, of course not. I don't,
so great.
I've always said, I don't care what she wears.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think pants are actually easier. I kind of hope she wants to wear the pants because they're warmer. And then, I mean, can you imagine Coco with, like, what, tights or leggings?
Yeah.
Itchy, scratchy? She's not going to stand for that. That would be a disaster.
Oh, my goodness.
So just very interesting. But just I wanted to say thank you for all those messages. And I'm so glad that, you know, having that conversation is helping anyone is, you know, super cool.
That's so great.
Right?
Yes.
So I want to talk about abortion and I want to talk about this SAT thing. I'm not sure we have time for all that today. We may have to get into that tomorrow. But, oh, my gosh, I'm so horrified on so many levels. No more emails for Natalie. We're good on advice.
You got that many?
I got a lot.
Oh, good.
And I have to say some really, really great ones. And then a lot that are the same, which I think is so interesting because I think we're all on the same page.
Right, right.
Which is very cool. But it was really sweet. And I know Natalie's going to love it. So thank you guys. But we're good because I had to go to print. So we're done. But what you can do, and I keep getting lots of messages about this, is for the Dubrow Keto Fusion Diet. You can still become a part of that. We're still looking for people. You know, we threw out kind of a wide net because we want all different kinds of people from all over the country and even the world, honestly. You know, I know we have so many listeners from Canada and from the UK and from Australia and Ireland and all kinds of places. So absolutely go to Dubrow Keto, K-E-T-O, Dubrow Keto Fusion Diet at gmail.com. And just give us as much information as you possibly can. And we'll see if you fit the mold.
Yes.
I hope so.
So exciting.
It is exciting.
It is. I just love the fact that there's the potential of helping more people with this weight loss journey. I mean, it's such a huge factor in people's lives. And I'm just excited to see what this can do.
Yeah, and this doesn't negate the Dubrow diet. It's really just it's like when new technology comes out. You know, when we were at Evine this weekend, our product Kalahala, which is this drinkable collagen, is the number one product in the entire network for subscription. So subscription means people place it on reorder, so it automatically comes to you every month. Out of over a million products, it's the number one subscription ordered product.
That's incredible.
What's interesting to me about it is that we had a drinkable collagen. We had this beauty shot cocktail from when we started, but new technology happened.
Right.
So we phased it out and we developed this. And the same with our, like our beauty caps, which was our number one selling product in our line, was our beauty caps for, you know, the hair, skin and nails, which I love, which had been amazing for me. But we reformulated them and we were talking about, you know, it's expensive to reformulate a product, especially when it's a huge success.
Right.
So to go reformulate something that people are buying and love.
Yeah.
But new technology came out.
You got to keep up with it.
You got to. And that's one of the things I love about Terry, now that I've ragged on him so much. One of the things I love about him is he doesn't just like sit on his laurels. When he reads about something or sees something and he goes, oh my gosh, this is breaking news. Like we needed more biotin. And then this crazy blood orange ingredient, which not only reduces dark spots on your body, but it prevents new ones from coming. It's like having internal sunscreen. I mean, it's crazy. And then all the other stuff that was already in the beauty caps. So we spent all the money, reformulated them, and we grandfathered everyone in. So if they were on subscription already, we just sent them the new ones.
That's great.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But we had to do it. So the same thing with the DeBro Keto Fusion diet. It's like when you're presented with information you can't ignore, how do you ignore it? You can't.
Right.
So we're kind of, you know, we're taking that DeBro diet and the keto, and we've come up with the coolest way to fuse them.
And I think that's where a lot of businesses fail, right? Because they're not staying innovative. They don't actually keep up with the times. They want it. They feel like it's clearly selling, so we're just going to stick to it. We're going to stick to it. And then, you know, 20 years goes by and it's like, well, that's old school. Now it's this new and improved. So I'm so glad you guys are doing
that. Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And interestingly, same thing happened with the school that the girls go to. You all know I'm switching schools in the fall, and you know the reasons. But one of the other reasons, and it really is a good school, but we've been there for 8 years, and I've seen a lot of changes. And when I first got there, they had the most cutting-edge technology ever. And it's not like a high-tech looking school. Like this new school is very beautiful. It's not like that, which never bothered me because you're not going to a country club.
Yeah.
You're going to school. It's all right. It can be a little schleppy. Who cares? But I like that they spent the money where it counted. And they had like those Prometheus boards and all this cool stuff before anyone had them. Mm-hmm. That was very impressive to me. But 8 years later,
nothing's been updated.
No, and I don't see any advancements. And now everyone has this stuff. Even the public schools have most of this kind of technology. So I'm going, where's the cutting edge stuff?
Right, right. Why did I even come here in the first place?
It's I understood why I came here, but they're not moving with the times.
Right.
And they need to.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about the book and the diet and the whole thing.
Me too. That's going to be really, really great.
It's really exciting. What else is going on with you? What's going on this weekend?
What's this weekend?
It's Memorial Day weekend.
We're leaving this weekend.
Where
I'm going to a wedding. So
where?
It's Riley's girlfriend, actually, that he's had. That's the only friend, I think, that was
a
pro.
Friend that's a girl, not an ex-girlfriend.
No, no, no.
Or a girl on the side, like we're going to have multiple wives.
No, but I never really believed in men having friends that were girls or, you know, just the opposite sex. But I feel like when they have had them before they've met you, I think it's okay. Especially when, you know, they haven't dated and they haven't fooled around.
Like, is that true?
Yes. And had they had sex, I probably would be like, nah.
No.
I don't want to.
And she's getting married.
Right. But so they're like brother and sister. So,
okay.
And I love her and I love the new husband. So we're going to go to Chicago and then we're driving out. I want to say it's like an hour or two from Chicago and going to the wedding. So that'd be interesting.
Fun.
Yeah. And I guess there's a lot of pregnant women going to the wedding.
Really?
Yes. I won't be the only one.
Oh, that's cute.
I know. So it'd be fun. I'm excited about it.
That's a nice Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, it'll be fun. When you guys are doing...
Well, the twins are going to be studying.
Right.
And Terry, I think, has to work on Saturday, but he has Sunday and Monday off. I have like spotty help. You know, Danielle was gone for like 4.5 weeks, and then Victoria is taking the MCATs for med school, so she's gone. And, you know, it's not like someone can work 7 days a week. So I don't think I will have any time off probably. And it's my mother-in-law's birthday too. Mm-hmm. So we're going to celebrate her birthday on Sunday, which will be nice. We're going to go to Farmhouse, which is at Rogers Gardens, which is so beautiful.
So pretty.
So pretty. You thought your shower was there.
I did.
It's not.
Only because I got so many comments that it should be there.
Who?
On Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
Locals.
Yeah, locals.
No. You know the thing with Farmhouse? It's beautiful, but I would have to like rent out the entire thing. And then also, because Farmhouse is like still at Rogers Gardens, it's not as private as I'd want it to be.
Right.
I wanted to be somewhere where it was just us.
Yeah. And I have no idea where it's going to go.
I know.
Ugh.
I can't believe everyone's kept the secret for this long.
I'm like sort of waiting for someone to spill it on accident.
You literally have no idea.
I have no idea.
You don't even know what town it's in?
I have no idea. Hmm. And no one's even been like, hey, I'll meet you in blah, blah, blah. Like, I have no clue.
Hmm.
And I'm trying to get it out of my scissors. Like, can you just give me something? Like, how far is the drive? Like, what am I? What? Hmm. I mean, I know it has to be local if you took the kids there. But like, where?
Hmm.
Is it south? Is it north?
At this point, we don't know.
Okay, that's Sunday. What are you guys doing Monday?
No plans and no help, which is fine. And I'm not trying to say like, I have no help, blah, blah, blah. But you know how everyone wants to be taken somewhere. Yeah. And
maybe that's your day to connect.
Yes. Well, I do want to do something with them. Well, Sunday, I know with the little ones, we're doing a little bit of a bake-off.
Uh-huh. That's fun.
Which is fun. So they had gone last weekend to this, it's not the food truck thing. What the heck is it called? I'll get the name of it. It's like at the fairgrounds.
Uh-huh.
And they do have like all different food tents.
Oh,
and
I saw
food
Kat
truck
went there.
Dine out? Uh-huh. I don't know. I'll look at what it is. But they were eating cotton candy burritos and all this weird stuff. It's in there's a few weekends of it. So when Terry's probably in Aspen, I thought I would take them back, all of them.
No, that's
fine. And go with them.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to qualify the kid thing. I have a lot of quality time with them. Terry does. It's more of like the family unit and the four kids alone together. Right. Does that make sense?
No, yeah. I think that was pretty clear.
Anyway, so they want to do like a little bit of a make your favorite dessert contest thing. So we're going to do that. I was kind of hoping that the weather would be nice because the one easy thing to do always is to have a pool day. And because it's Memorial Day weekend, I thought we could do that. But I actually don't think that the weather is going to be super hot. I mean,
what is it, like 70s?
It's like 64 and partly cloudy.
Not great.
It's not a great pool day.
You could sit in the spa.
Yeah.
Hot cocoa.
We can wear parkas.
Yeah.
Parkas, pretend like we're in Aspen.
Oh, there
in the
you
snow.
Go. You're not going to let
feet.
It go.
No, never letting it go. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. I have to figure it out because when you're kind of locked indoors, it just changes. Everyone sort of goes to their corners. But like I said, also the twins have to study.
Right.
I would love to get everyone out for a hike.
Oh, that would be nice.
Be very, very good. But I, you know.
Yeah. That's a lot, though, with four kids.
No, you know, we've done it a couple of times.
Although they're all athletic. They're not like
lazy.
They
complain
like
the whole time. But when it's over, they're good. But the last time I took them, we took like a wrong turn at Albuquerque and ended up being a much longer hike than we intended. And they were irritated.
Yeah.
But I think because they have to study, I think they might, whatever I say, they might just say, sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Even if I just take them to Balboa Island and just, you know, get them ice cream and do a lap around Balboa Island just to walk, just something.
Get them out.
Mm-hmm. Get them out and everyone just sort of together for an hour. I think the thing with the kids, especially my kids, is that sometimes the marathon events is just too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think for a lot of kids it is. And a lot of parents it is.
I don't know. Lindsay and her kids are really good at
She's
that.
She's a unicorn.
Yeah, totally.
You can't even compare yourself to that.
I can't even imagine. I'm exhausted watching her feed.
I know. Although she's great. She does some great things. I have some good ideas for when I'm a mother.
She had Parker's 2-year-old photo shoot.
Oh, my gosh.
Today.
Okay.
She's so funny because I'd asked her if she wanted to come. I don't know. Anyway, I asked her if she wanted to come. She's like, I can't because I have Parker's 2-year shoot. She's like, there's two setups in the morning and then there's nap time and I pick up the girls. And then when he gets up, we do the two setups in the afternoon.
Holy
so
moly.
But you know what? She loves it.
I know. That's why I think it's so great.
I think it's great. Yep. She absolutely loves it. I think she should turn it into a business.
Do what, photo shoots?
Yeah.
For children?
No, I do. There used to be a place that
but
did
maybe
that.
Maybe it's different when it's yours versus other kids.
But think about how much money she could make. I mean, I'm just saying, she's so good at it.
Yeah, no,
it
totally.
Could be a permanent setup somewhere, like at the mall, with these are the backdrops for each occasion, and you just go in there and you can totally. Do your photos.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to do that. But anyway. All right, so we didn't get to talk about the serious stuff I want to talk about. So we'll talk about that tomorrow on the show. Can't wait to hear everyone's opinions, but this SAT thing is crazy. And wait till you hear what Katarina, let me just tell you, Katarina said to me when we were talking about abortion, what are we doing about it?
Really?
Yeah, because they're hearing the news. It's crazy. So we're going to talk about all that and more tomorrow. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you Monday.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Have you guys heard about Pluto TV? Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.